Gee, there are a lot of people in here.
Jack, I think that's the agent sitting behind the desk.
I'll find out. Oh, mister. Mister.
Yeah.
Are you the man who handles the talent?
Yes, Nelson is the name. Low State Nelson.
Oh, well, this is Miss Livingston, and my name is Jack Benny.
Well, I'd have known you people anywhere. It certainly is an honor that you came here first.
Thank you.
Benny and Livingston.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a note of that. Auditions are Thursday, and don't forget to bring your piano player.
What? Look, I'm not here to audition. I'm trying to replace a quartet on my show.
Oh, yes, I've heard them. I've got a quartet here that can take their place, and nobody will know the difference.
Good, good.
They're right in the next room, the Seal Brothers.
Seal Brothers. Well, we can change the name.
Oh, no, you can't.
Why not?
Because they're seals.
What?
Now, I'll get them for you. Okay, seals, you're on.
Oh, for heaven's sake, four seals.
There used to be five. I gave my wife a coat for Christmas.
Look, I'm not interested in your wife. You can send those seals back to their cages.
Okay, you can go back. He doesn't want you.
What are they mad about?
You broke up their gin rummy game.
Come on, Mary, let's get out of here.
Okay, but I've got another quartet for only $60.
I don't care. $60?
Yes.
Sit down, Mary. Let's hear them.
Come on in, fellows.
They turn out to be gophers, there's going to be trouble.
Look, Jack, he isn't kidding. It's a real quartet.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Nelson, what are the names of these four boys?
John, Charles, Irving, and Thomas.
What'd you put Irving in there for?
To keep from being sued.
Well, okay, Mr. Nelson, let's hear them.
I want a girl just like the girl I married, dear old Nancy. She was a first and the only girl I dated. And I
am the beetle.
Nobody else but you.
How'd you like them, Mr. Benny?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Their voices are beautiful. They sing like larks.
And the fat one looks like a bald eagle.
Mr. Nelson, these fellas may be all right for something, but I've got to have a quartet that can do the commercials for my Lucky Strike program.
Oh, they can do that.
They can?
Of course. Listen to this. Go ahead, boys.
I want a girl just like the girl at Mary.
Happy Boo.
Happy Boo. I'm a lucky Frank. She's the one I like with her. I'd like to spoon.
Oh, boy, look, that's not what they're telling. Look, Mr. Nelson. No, fellas, that's not it. Not that.
Why'd you stop them? What's wrong?
Well, they're not exactly what I want.
Very well. All right, boys, you can go.
Come on, Mary. I'm sorry I bothered you, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, don't go away, Mr. Benny. I'm sure we have something that would... Excuse me. Hello, Nelson Talent Agency. Mr. Nelson left town. What's your complaint? No complaint? This is Nelson speaking. Yes, we have talent for every occasion. For a wedding, you need what? A violinist. You're willing to pay how much? $6? And dinner? I'll look in my book and see. Violinist. No, I'm sorry. We don't have any violinists available.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, don't hang up yet.
Jack!
Quiet, Mary.
Yeah, what is it, Mr. Benny?
Ask them what they're having for dinner.
It's too late now. They hung up.
Oh. Now, Mr. Nelson, I think I'll run along.
Now, wait a minute. You came in here for a quartet, and I'm going to get you.
But I didn't like those four fellas you had up.
All right, so you didn't like them. I have other talent, you know. Hey, girls, come out here.
Girls?
Yes, their names are Maxine, Patty, Laverne, and Irving.
Irving again?
No, Irving Schwartz.
Now look.
Take a girl.
No, that's not what I want either, Mr. Nelson. Look, that's not what I want either. Stop, girl. Look, Mr. Nelson. Stop!
Mr. Benny, why did you stop them? They're wonderful.
But they're not what I had in mind. Mary, what do you think?
I like the seals.
Mary.
Would you like to interview them?
Well, all right. Now, girls, are the four of you sisters?
I am. I don't know about the other three.
Well, I have to be very particular about my show. Where did you girls work last?
Oh, our last job was in San Francisco. We worked on the Top of the Mark.
Well, that's pretty good. How long did you work on the Top of the Mark?
2 months.
So why did you leave?
We finished painting the roof.
Oh, I see. Well, look, Mr. Nelson, I'm sure I can't find the kind of a quartet I want here, so I think we ought...
Hey, just a moment. Nelson Talent Agency. What? Oh, yes, just a minute. Fido! Fido! Fido, you want it on the phone.
Look, Mary, it's a dog.
Yes, and one of the smartest talking dogs in the country.
A talking dog? I don't believe it.
I'll show you. Here he comes now. Fido, how old are you? Fido, how old are you? Fido, say something. I don't know what to do with him. He's been acting like this ever since he saw Nora Prentice.
Some talking dog.
Fido, if you don't talk when we have dinner tonight, I won't let you bury your bone in my mashed potatoes. Now, come on. How old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
Gee, he can spell, too. Now, Fido, spell cat.
K-A-T.
7 years old, he can't spell cat. What a joke. Now, look, Mr. Nelson, I didn't come here to get any trick vaudeville act. All I want is a quartet, and you haven't got one that suits me, so I'm going.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Benny. I've got another quartet that is positively sensational.
Look,
they're Russian.
A Russian quartet?
Yes, I'll call them. Dvorovich, Ivanovich, Stepanovich, Varanovich, come here.
How can you tell Vich is Vich?
Mr. Nelson, look, I can't use a Russian quartet.
You haven't heard them yet.
But
all right, boys.
Boys, I don't want to hear them talk. Look, I want to hear them sing. Boys! Now, Mr. Nelson, I don't want to hear them talk. Let's not waste time. If they're going to sing, let them sing.
Okay, come on, boys. One, two. One, two. One of it, two of it.